This is WLVR. It's time to Take 5 with Grover Silcox. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
I spent a decade serving as a light feature reporter on a local TV morning show. I did mostly live shots. You lived and often died right there on the spot, depending on how things went. I always became ecstatic when a gem came my way. And that's how I felt after reading a newspaper article about Anita Curtis, animal communicator. You can never go wrong doing a cute cat or dog story. Come on. Anita's uncanny ability to communicate with animals saved many a people-pet relationship. Telling you why your Maine Coon suddenly starts peeing in the closet. That's the kind of scoop Anita gets from your pet. Veterinarians, perplexed and exasperated, call her for help to solve a four-legged patient's mystery illness. Critters tell Anita, in their own special way, what ails them. When I showed up at her home in Delaware County, Anita greeted me with open arms. It was plain to see why our furry friends readily share their feelings with her. What a story! Here I was, ready to show animal lovers and all the folks at home this real-life Dr. Doolittle speaking with her ginger-colored mare, Brandy. My crew and I accompanied Anita to the barn to interview the horse. In the barn, Brandy trotted from her stall. While a stable hand held her by the halter, my photog set up his camera. We were ready to go. Live! I firmly gripped my stick mic, prepared to direct it back and forth from me to Anita to Brandy, and Brandy Anita to me. Anita told me that she doesn't necessarily have to be in the same location as the animal. She gleans what the animal's trying to convey by the owner's description of its behavior. In this case, however, we'd get it straight from the horse's mouth. Standing there with Anita and Brandy, the director back at the studio gave me the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're live. Hi, I said. I'm with Anita Curtis, animal communicator. We're here with her one-year-old mare, Brandy. Anita, could you ask Brandy how she's feeling today? Anita looked pensively at Brandy, and then she turned to me and said, "You know, they're just like kids. Put them on TV and they clam up." I said, "Well, while we're waiting for Brandy to relax, I have to ask you. Communicating with horses must be lucrative. After all, you could go to the track before the race and ask the thoroughbreds who they think will win. Have you ever done that?" Anita chuckled. "That doesn't work. They all think they're going to win." I struck out again. I returned to Brandy. So, Brandy, do you like hay or carrots better? Anita peered at Brandy. We both stared at her. Nothing. I kept going as the director back at the studio was making that plane plummeting to earth sound in my earpiece. I said, "How does she like your dog?" "Sorry," Anita shrugged. "What about the cat? I plugged away." "No, she's not talking." I clamored for an answer, just one response from the horse. "Do saddles bother her?" I stammered. Silence. The control room was now yelling through my earpiece. "Bell, bell!" I attempted for another question over the din of "rap, rap, rap!" Trying to mask my humiliation, I blithely began tossing it back to the hosts, when suddenly Anita piped up. "Brandy has something she wants to say." I pulled the throttle hard, hoping to save the bit, no pun intended, from crashing. What does Brandy have to say? Anita smiled and said, "She wants everyone to be kind to horses." Anita shrugged again. "What can I tell you? They're just like kids." It's true. Every reporter will tell you, put a microphone up to the chattiest kid and they'll abruptly stop talking. Nothing against Anita. She had rave reviews and testimonials from former clients. My mistake was looking a gift horse in the mouth on live TV.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Find out more by visiting wlvr.org/take5. This is WLVR.